There we go. Okay. So as we know it before, the Gemara in Beit on the Talmud Bet, famous Gemara, it says that there is this Takana Midrabanan of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiot, that although we are Yadina B'Kviyah D'Yarche, we know exactly when the new month is, we know when Rosh Chodesh is, we know when the Yom Tovim are, we have our calendars, whether on our computers or on our, walls or on our pocket, whatever it is, a luach of this and that, and the other. We know exactly when Yom Tov is. And it's not based on Ri'iyah of Edim, and so it's not, we know, we can tell you, down the road, years and years from now, when it's going to be. Nonetheless, we treat Yom Tov as a sfeik of the Yoma in Chutz La'aretz. And we have this institution, that we're supposed to maintain the practice of people, our ancestors in the time of Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi HaRe'iyah, when there was a real sfeik about when Yom Tov was. And this, of course, requires explanation, and I'm not going to say that what we're going to do is necessarily the explanation, or it's going to fully explain, but it may help a little bit. But that's not the point. The point is, I'd like to just bring out an idea about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiot, which I think is a very, very important one, and something that, like many things, people get wrong. Not everyone, of course, but some people get wrong, and so it's worth taking note of. There are, I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but I know that I've heard, read, etc., of various individuals, including very well-known individuals, who commented, whether they were totally serious or not, I don't know, but it certainly sounded like they were being serious, that Kilu, they didn't, let me put it this way, that were they to go from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, were they to move to Eretz Yisrael and live in Eretz Yisrael, so they would lose out on the second day of Yom Tov. In Chutz La'aretz, we have an extra day. People in Chutz La'aretz have an extra day of Kedusha, an extra day of Yom Tov, and that if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you only have one day. So, not to say that there aren't other considerations, but one thing that there's a spiritual advantage, if you will, at least a consolation prize, if not more than that, that we have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiot, we have an additional day of Yom Tov, additional day of Kedusha, v'chule. Now, I will tell you that, I was very, very blown away when I saw that Chazal addressed this idea, and very clearly tell us that it's wrong. Okay? And I think that it's important to understand not only what it says, but the broader implications of it. The Yerushalmi in Erevin says that Knesset Yisrael, that the embodiment of the Jewish people, this persona of the Jewish people, says, Migaram li liyot mishamer shnei yamin b'Surya, al shalosh shamarti yom echad ba'aretz. So first of all, in this first half of the sentence, it characterizes keeping the second day of Yom Tov. If we were to summarize the first half of the Yerushalmi in one word, what's the characterization of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiot? And I would have never thought this, never said it, but this is what the Yerushalmi says.
An extra mitzvah.
An onesh. An onesh. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiot is an onesh. It's part of the onesh of Galut. Okay, incredible. That's what Chazal said. Continues the Yerushalmi. This is even more important. Hayiti svura hayiti. I thought shani mikabel tschar al shnayim. I thought that I was being getting schar for two of them. Ve'ini mikabel tschar ela achat. I thought I was being rewarded for 2 days, and really I'm only getting schar for one. Even more clearly, in an obvious parallel to this, we have in Shir Hashirim Rabba, in Parsha Aleph, which says, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Amra, I'm sorry, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Amra Knesset Yisrael of Nekash Baruch Hu. Right? Knesset Yisrael says before Hashem, Nekash Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Al Shalosh Shamarti Chala Achad Kitikuna Be'eretz Yisrael Hareini Mishamaret Shtei Chala B'Suria. Svura Hayiti Shani Mekabel Tzchar Al Shtayim Ve'eini Mekabel Tzchar Al Achad. Rabbi Ba B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Amra, I'm sorry, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Amra Knesset Yisrael of Nekash Baruch Hu. Al Shalosh Shamarti Yom Tov Achad Kitikuno Be'eretz Yisrael Hareini Mishamaret Shnei Yamim Tovim Shal Galiot B'Chutz La'aretz. Svura Hayiti Shakabel Tzchar Al Shneihem. Okay, that's basically roughly parallel to the Yerushalmi. Continues this midrash, Rabbi Yochanan have kari alehon. Rabbi Yochanan would apply to Bnei Chutzlaretz this pasuk, which is really wild. Not the pasuk, but the application. Begamani natati lehem chukim lo tovim. Okay, what is being said here very clearly is that one should not think that there is a spiritual, religious advantage to having a Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiot. It's not an advantage. It's not something which we get. That we have more Kedusha because we have a second day of Yom Tov. Obviously, we have to observe it in Chule, and we should make the most of it and the best of it if we're in that situation. But it's don't think that it's a spiritual advantage that I have it better religiously because I have 2 days of Yom Tov. The Gemara Brachot and Daf Samachim, we'll return to the implications of this in just a little bit. But the Gemara Brachot and Daf Samach Gimel tells a fascinating story. I'm Rav Safra, Rabbi Aval having Mishtai. Okay, Rabbi Yuval would tell the following story. Kishayaran Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua. So there's this person, Rabbi Chanina, the nephew of Rabbi Yoshua, Ligola. He went to Chutz La'aretz. He went to Bavel. Hayam Aber Shanim v'Koveya Chadashim v'Chutz La'aretz. And he would establish the calendar in Chutz La'aretz.
Who is this?
Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, Chanina, the nephew of Rabbi Yoshua. He was in Bavel. He went to Bavel. He was from Eretz Yisrael, but he went to Bavel, and he was koveh chadash mechutz laaretz. He established, whether it was a chasar or a male, whether ma'aber shanim, whether there is a adarsheni. Shagru acharav. They, meaning the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael, sent, Lishkoretz to send, Shagru Acharav, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim. They sent 2 Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi ben Kipar, Uben Beno Shel Zecharia ben Kivuta. Sent these 2 Talmidei Chachamim. Kevan Shera'u Otam, as soon as Rabbi Chanina saw them, Amar Lahem, Lama Batem, why did you come here? So Amru Lei, they said to him, they tried to get on his good side, they said, Lamo Torah Bana, we came to learn Torah from you. So when he heard that, he said, oh, they're coming to be my Talmid, this is really nice, right? So he was flattered by this, and he said, Anashim Halalu, these guys, Gedolei Hadorahem, right? Great people. Bavoteim, Shushu Beit HaMikdash, okay, etc. Then, Hitchil Humitamei, okay, once he introduced them to everybody, he started saying that this thing is Tameh, Vehem Etarim, and they said it was Tahor. Listen carefully to this Gemara, it's an incredible Gemara. Hu Oser Vehem Matirim. And then he said, this is Aser. They said, no, it's Mutter. Notice, they are being Mekel. Okay, it's going to be very significant as things go on. In other words, even though he said that it was Aser, they said, no, it's Mutter. Tameh, no, it's Tahor. Amru Lahem, Ibnei Ma, Nima Tameh, Vatem Etarim. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? Amrulo, so they answered, because you're establishing the calendar in Chutz La'aretz. Amar Lahem, what are you upset at me for? Follow Akiva ben Yosef, the great Rabbi Akiva did this. Now Rabbi Akiva lived his whole life in Eretz Yisrael. However, Rabbi Akiva was the leader of the generation in every sense. And there were times where Rabbi Akiva would go to Rome or other places, but there are times where Rabbi Akiva, we have incidents recorded in Chazal of where Rabbi Akiva would go to Chutz La'aretz in order to plead the case or to make a man, whatever, to take care of things that were of national significance, were important for Am Yisrael, had to, you know, time Bnei Yisrael went under subjugation, Yisrael was under the subjugation of Rome, he would go sometimes to deal with as a representative of Am Yisrael. And while he was in Chutz La'aretz, he established the calendar for that month, that year, whatever the case may be. This is something that's mentioned in many, many different sources. It's discussed in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. It's discussed in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, as well as Gemara Bracha and the Yushalmi, v'chule. So anyhow, Rabbi Akiva, he said, what do you want from me? Rabbi Akiva did it. Who's greater than Rabbi Akiva? Why are you so upset at me? Why are you coming and attacking me? Amrulo, so they said to him, no. Hanach Rabbi Akiva, leave alone Rabbi Akiva, meaning don't bring any riots from Rabbi Akiva. Shol hiniach kimoto be'eretz Yisrael. When he left Eretz Yisrael, there was no one, you know, when he was outside of Eretz Yisrael, there was no one of his equal, no one who was his equal who could do it in his place. Okay? Now, there's what to discuss about what this halacha is, that Elohim hiniach kimoto, and being ma'abar and chutzar, what this means. Basically, again, it's a complex sugya, and not for right this moment. But one way of understanding it is that this is not that kviat chadashim and ibar shanim is not a halacha. It's not a mitzvah hatfuya ba'aretz. It's not like shmita or yovel or trumot or masrot and things of that nature. It's that the halacha is what's the basis for being what's the source that you have to do in Eretz Yisrael? What pasuk? Paskin Yeshayah, we all know what? What? Can't hear. Yes, Kimi Tzion Teitei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. The point is, that's not a question of location, it's a question that it has to be based on the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, if Rabbi Akiva is at that moment in Rome, so when Rabbi Akiva is Koveya, the calendar is being established based on Torah to Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, if Lohi Niach Kemoto, if the best representative of Chachma Eretz Yisrael happens to be geographically someplace else, we don't say Rabbi Akiva, but when Rabbi Akiva was in Rome, that he was Mafresh Trumot Masra. We don't say that, you know, he kept Shemitah, right? But when he was in Rome, he was able to be Ma'ar B'Lashanim because, Mekash Chadashim, because it was still Kimi Tzion Tetzei Torah, just because Rabbi Akiva did it there as opposed to here, right? But the point is that he was the best representation of Torah to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore he was able to do it. So Rabbi Akiva is an exception. Okay. Amar Lahem, so he said to them, if you already say that, Afani, I also Lohi Niach Kemoto be'Eretz Yisrael. There's no one as great as me in Eretz Yisrael. So they responded and said, Amru lo gidayim shehinachta nasu tiyashim balei karnayim. V'heim shigrunu etzlecha v'chein amarlan. In other words, when you left, there were young Talmidei Chachamim who, you're right, weren't as great as you. But over the years, they learned and they grew, and now they're greater than you. Right? And therefore, they're the ones who sent us to say in their name the following. Im shomea, if he listens to what we're saying to stop being ma'abrasham, etc. Mutav, great. Vim lav, yehe b'nidu. We're putting him in cherem. V'imru l'acheinu shebegola, and say to our brothers in Bavel, im shomim mutav. If they listen to us, great. Vim lav ya'alu lahar, let them go up to some mountain. Achia yibneh mizbeah, chanani inagim b'kinor, v'yichburu kulam v'yamru ein lahem chelot b'lehe Yisrael. In other words, either you accept the calendar that's established in Eretz Yisrael, or go and start your own religion. It's obviously a very extreme statement, right? Let's continue. Miyad ga'u kol am b'b'chia v'amru, so everyone started crying and said, Chas v'shalom, yesh lanu chelot b'lehe Yisrael. We're talking about the kol kach lama, why they make such a huge deal of this. Mishum shene'emar kimi tzion teitzei Torah udvar Adonai Mishoayim. Continues the Gemara. Bishlamahu mitaher behem mitam'im l'chumra. That we understand how. So they were machmir in order to make their point. Elahu mitame behem mitarim hechi have. Batay chacham shetimein chaver rashai l'taher. Asarin chaver rashai l'hatir. So the Gemara says, "Kasavri ki hechi de lo nigru batrei." In order that people shouldn't follow him in this matter, therefore, in other words, this was so important. This was such an important point to make That what? As a result of this, they said, we're even going to say that things that are tahor, that are tameh, are tahor, things that are asur, things that are asur, mutar, v'chule, for that reason. What you have here is an incredible idea. Here is an incredible idea. And I'd like to put together these three sources for a moment. I think that it's very clear in the Gemara in Brachot that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Shanim, the establishment of the calendar in Eretz Yisrael, based on Torah to Eretz Yisrael, is clearly represented here in the Gemara in Brachot, not as a local halacha. It's not a particular local issue of the calendar, etc. It's rather a representation of Torah in general. In other words, the Gemara says very clearly that what is the issue here? It doesn't quote a pasuk by Kiddush HaChodesh, right? The pasuk quotes is Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. It's talking about something that is, it's talking about Torah in general. It's talking about knowledge of Torah, understanding of Torah, clarity of Torah, deciding what the parameters of Torah are. And that's why, if you look at the Gemara, what does it say? If they were to have accepted what Rabbi Chanina said, that we're going to be ma'aber the shana in chutz la'aretz, that's not a question of, okay, they're being over on a particular mitzvah. It's a question of what? They're rejecting all of Torah. They're rejecting all of Judaism. Right? That's exactly what they said. So go to a different mountain and set up your own religion and start, you know, and then say you don't have any, you're not part of Klal Yisrael. Yes? And saying about keeping 2 days yet. The Gemara is not talking about keeping 2 days.
No, but Hananya's Avera was that he would keep Nakodesh and keep 2 days.
The Gemara is not talking about keeping 2 days. There's nothing about keeping 2 days in the Gemara Bracha. No, Ma'abra Shana means that he was establishing whether there was an extra Adar or not. Ma'abra Shana means that Ibra Shana, he was adding a month to.
Wasn't that set already?
Oh,
is this
the no.
Oh, okay.
Talking about time of Makash al Piyariya, but the question is where they were Makash al Piyariya. Who makes the decision? Okay? But the Gemara is saying, the Gemara in Bracha, this is not talking about Yom Tosheni at all. We'll get back to Yom Tosheni. But the Gemara in Bracha is saying very clearly that the issue of establishing the calendar is a symbol. It's a representation of something. It's a representation of the idea of Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, not Ki Mitzion Teitzei Kiddush HaChodesh, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah with Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Therefore, if we go back now we're ready for Yom Tov Sheni. I believe that if we plug this back into the Yerushalmi, into the Shir HaShirim Rabbah, we reach the following conclusion. And don't jump on me right away, because give me a moment to try to tell you what I'm basing this on before you. Okay, simcha. Like this. What I think the Yerushalmi is really saying is the following: it's certainly talking about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiyot, but Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiyot is symbolic of something much greater, because establishing the calendar is symbolic of something much greater. Symbolic of Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. Says the Yerushalmi, and I think this gives us a hint as to what Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiyot is all about. Says the Yerushalmi, and says the Shir HaShirim Rav, it's Rabbi Yochanan, like this. There are people who think, and I don't know if you've ever met them, but I've met some of them. There are people who think that whatever else you say about it, but there are people who say, you know what? There are certain religious, spiritual advantages that I have being in Chutz La'aretz. I have this great community, I have this great yeshiva, or this great educational center, whatever it is, I have this great shul, this great this, great that, or the other. Right? That there is some spiritual, religious, even if it may not be the whole story, but there's a piece of it that I, in my community, I have something great about my community in Chutz La'aretz. There's a spiritual advantage that I have in being in Chutz La'aretz. There are things that I get religious spiritually about being in Chutz La'aretz. Says the Yerushalmi, that's not the way to think about it. That's the wrong way to think about it. Knesset Yisrael says before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I thought that there was a spiritual advantage to having a Yom Tov Shein Shel Galiot. I thought that I was having an extra day of Kedusha. I didn't realize. Wrong. There's no such thing as there being a spiritual religious advantage to being in Chutz Lars. It doesn't exist. It doesn't work that way. That's not how the Torah is set up. And I have to realize, and this I think is perhaps why Chazal instituted Yom Tov Shein Shel Galiot, which is such a strange thing ostensibly. It makes no sense. There's no reality to, there's no real concern, there's no reason to be gozer on Yom Tov Shein Shel Galiot. It doesn't make any sense. And everyone senses that when they learn about Yom Tov Shein Shel Galiot. It doesn't really make sense. We know exactly what the calendar is and what's the chance that's going to change. But no, it's important that if we're in Chutz Lartz, we realize that we don't have the same clarity, we don't have the same knowledge of Torah, we don't have the same... We are... It's an onesh. There is Yom Tov Sheni is symbolic of the fact that I don't know the most basic things about being Jewish if I'm in Chutz Lartz. I don't know whether today's Yom Tov or tomorrow's Yom Tov. I don't know what the count is. I'm missing something. And... Says Yerushalmi, Chas v'Shalom, I should think for a moment that this is an advantage or a benefit or some kind of a schar that I have Yom Tov Shein Shel Galiot lehefech. It's an onesh. It's a reflection of what I'm lacking, what I'm missing. Now, in case you think that's a radical statement to say that I shouldn't think that could be such a thing as a spiritual advantage to my community in Chutz Laretz v'chula, and that's like some kind of a radical statement. It's not a radical statement at all. The Gemara says it explicitly, right? That's exactly what the Gemara says in Ksuvos. The Gemara Ketubot on Daf Kuf Yudam and Bet says Tana Rabbanan. We have a Braita says Lo Olam Yador Adam BeEretz Yisrael Afilu BeIr Sheruba Ovde Kochavim VaYador BeChutz Laretz Afilu BeIr Sheruba Yisrael. The Gemara says a very clear halacha that it is preferable from a religious point of view, from the perspective of Torah of halacha, it's preferable to live in the worst community Jewishly. In Eretz Yisrael, it's better to live in the worst community Jewishly. In Eretz Yisrael, that's better than living in the best community in Chutz La'aretz. From a spiritual religious point of view, right? La'olam yadur, even if it means that I'm going to be in a place where it's rubo akum, and I don't have, yeshiva, I don't have a shoharot community, I don't have a chevra, but that's still better than being in a place, Rubo Yisrael, in Chutz Laretz. And the Gemara goes on to say why. We've learned this Gemara before. Because, Shekol Adar be'eretz Yisrael, domek mishi yesh lo eloha, v'chol Adar b'chutz Laretz, domek mishi ein lo eloha, sh'ne'emar, latei lachem et eretz kanan, liyot lachem lo elohim, v'chol she'en odar b'aretz ein lo eloha, elom lachak odar b'chutz Laretz, ki ilu obir avar kochavim. So better to live amongst Ovdei, better to be living amongst Ovdei Avar Zar than to be an Ovdei Avar Zar, right? V'chem b'David Omer, ki gershuni ayom mi estapeach minachlat Hashem le'mor lech avod olim acherim, v'chim mi amar lo l'David lech avod olim acherim, elom l'cha kol adar b'chutz laretz ki ilu oved avodat kochavim. So the point that I'm making is very simply that I say it's only because I've met people over the years who say, it's a very nice thing to live in Eretz Yisrael, etc. There are certainly good things about it, but I have such a wonderful Jewish community. I have such a wonderful yeshiva that my kids do, or where I learn, or this, that, or this wonderful shul, it's wonderful this, wonderful that, and it's spiritually better, it's religiously better. Why, I have everything. At least it's good. So why would I go to Eretz Yisrael and v'chulei v'chulei? Okay, so that's what some people say. It's clearly not what Chazal say. Chazal say quite the opposite, and that's I think the essence of what's said about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiot. Okay, let's turn the page for a moment. Yes, please. But loud and clear, so I can hear you all the way over here in a different zip code.
But maybe that it is
you know, just as good as being as in Eretz Yisrael. And I think there's a difference. I think that
there is a difference.
I think there's a difference between,
I think,
like, is this specifically talking about, like, feeling that you are at a significant advantage in being as Sephardic, or like feeling also that, you know, that being in Sephardic, it's not necessarily better, but it's just as good.
Okay, it depends which of the stories you're talking about. Some of them address one, and some address both. Meaning that you're absolutely right. It's certainly worse when a person says that it's better for me religiously to be in Chutzlars. It's certainly worse than saying it's just as good. Okay, but the fact that it's not as bad to say that it's just as good doesn't mean that it's okay. It just means that it's not as bad. You know what I'm saying? In other words, if the Gemara says that even if I make a very, you know, unequal comparison, and I say an ir sheruba akum in Eretz Yisrael versus an ir sheruba ovdei avodah zara. I'm sorry, ir sheruba ovdei avodah zara in Eretz Yisrael versus an ir sheruba Yisrael in Chutz Laaretz. That nonetheless it's better to be in Eretz Yisrael, and that why? Because if I'm in Chutz Laaretz, it's ki'ilu ovdei avodah zara. That certainly, you know, goes against the claim that it's just as good, right?
So there are, like, also sources who say, like, the theory says that, you know, if you're in a place, you know, the Chutz-Laaretz that's full with, you know, Yiras Hashem and Torah and Mitzvot and religious
Seder
and stuff like that, then, you know, it's arguable whether or not it's so terrible, you know, so, like,
right, but the question is the Meiri talking about where you could just as well be in Eretz Yisrael? Or talking about where, that if you have no choice, in other words, you understand. Look, there are certainly, you know, there are sources, many sources in Chazal that talk about the idea that when we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, and we don't have Karbanot, and we don't have an Avodah, that learning about Karbanot, learning Kadshim, is a replacement for bringing Karbanot. Okay? It would be a mistake to think that that's saying that therefore we're not lacking anything because we can learn Kadshim. So we're not lacking anything, that we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, and that we don't have our Avodah, and we don't bring, you know what I'm saying? In other words, Chazal and Yishom and Achram are operating on two planes. There is an ideal situation, and there is the fact that you have to understand that when people, you know, when we had the Churban and the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed and we were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, there was a tremendous sense that it was over, that there was no Judaism, there was no Torah, there was nothing, and, you know, we might as well just assimilate and forget about it, and there's nothing, there's no point in going on. Okay? That's really how many people felt after the Churban. And there's a need to say that with what we have, this is what we can, you know, we have to realize there's still a value, there are substitutes, there are things, of course, we don't have Beit HaMikdash, so there, we have to find ways of substituting. We're not able to be in Eretz Yisrael, which is the, over the last couple thousand years, by and large, it wasn't possible to be in Eretz Yisrael, right? So, of course, there is an importance to saying, how do we find the substitute? How do we find the next best thing, the chule? But to say that means that when we have the, you know, there are so many sources in Chazal, Mishom, etc., that criticize when we had the opportunity in Bayit Sheni, even without the Shechina there, and even without the autonomy there, and even without so many things, that when there's an opportunity to go back, to not go back, that you know, that the fact that Yirmiyahu says that, you know, that when, that after the Churban, that we should build houses and sell and live and continue on in Bavel, right? The fact that Yirmiyahu says that doesn't mean that therefore 70 years later, when they have the opportunity to go back, then they're just as good. He's saying, but during those 70 years, you have to make the best of the situation that you have. So, of course, you're right when you're saying that there are, that of course, if you're going to be in Chutz Laaretz, it's better to be in a community that has, you know, that has Torah and Yerushalayim. But I don't think that a person should look at it as being just as good. That's my, yes, please.
But even the Rambam says that one's allowed to lead a child to go learn Torah. So we'll
okay.
assume that if the Torah of Kuzars is better than the Torah of Israel, you are on a certain spiritual quality, if not advantage.
There are reasons why sometimes you need to leave Eretz Yisrael temporarily in order to get something that you can't get at that moment. I'm not denying that. That's true. So of course, there are sometimes reasons, there are legitimate reasons for not being in Eretz Yisrael. But there's a difference between saying that there's a reason why I need to be in Chutz Arts for the moment and between saying that, you know, that's the ideal or there isn't, you know, that's better or just as good or... I don't think that's the same thing. In other words, yeah, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael also because you need to go outside of Eretz Yisrael in order to, you know, to do something for your work, right? You can also leave Eretz Yisrael because you need to in order to go, again, I'm not discussing all the technicalities and the limitations and the, you know, when it's mutter, when it's aser. Again, I'm not talking about halacha at the moment. That's not the point. But I'm saying there is such a thing as going for several reasons. You can go, you know, Lisa, Isha, and there are different reasons why you leave Eretz Yisrael because you have a need to be in Chutz Lars temporarily. But that is not the same as saying that, you know, I think it's better to be living in community X, Y, or Z than it is to be living there. So that's all. The Chazal, I think, are very clear about that. The same Gemara that says about that it's mutter to leave for those reasons says that La'olam yador adam be, you know, b'yoshiruba. They're not contradiction. They're complementary points that both are true. Yes, please.
In terms of Yom Tov Sheni,
yeah.
If nowadays we know exactly when it's supposed to be, so wouldn't it be like Yom Tov Sheni?
No, because it's a takana. It's a good question, but the reason it's not is because it's a takana d'rabbanan to observe Yom Tov Sheni in Chutz Lartz.
Why would not? So it's not because...
The Gemara, when Chazal instituted... the Gemara addresses that. That's what this Gemara is addressing. The Gemara is saying, but we know, right? But we know when it is. It's not something from the 20th century. The Gemara talks about that. So we know we have a luach. We know when the new month is. We know when Yom Tov is. But there was a takana derabanan to keep Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Sheni is not d'oraita. It's not a suffix d'oraita. It's a derabanan... It's a chiyuv d'rabbanan to treat it as if it were a safek.
Are there any other things that like they did back then because they didn't know better that we keep nowadays, even though we know?
Are there things like, there are things like that, yeah. But this is a very unique type of thing. I mean, it's a very particular type of thing. And that's kind of what I'm trying to address a little bit. Okay, I just wanted to make one other point very briefly. And this is a separate discussion that deserves a separate discussion, but there's not a halacha class, and we're not going to go through it in any depth. We're not a Gemara class, not a halacha class. But I did want to mention as a footnote, just while we're on the topic. Again, I'm not trying to say what the halacha is, what one should do, v'chule, because there are many different opinions today, as there have been for the last several hundred years. There are many different opinions, and the person, you know, should seek out their particular posek, v'chule, and I'm not trying to tell you one, but there's one opinion that I want to just call to your attention. You should be aware that it exists, and why, and again, I'm not saying that this is the bottom line, but it's something that I want to just make sure that you're aware of, along with everything else, because I'm sure that the other shita you're aware of, I'm not as sure that everyone is aware of this shita. And I think it's, from a certain perspective, the shita that makes the most sense. It doesn't mean that's la halacha, but that's the shita that makes the most sense. The Chacham Tzvi was one of the giants amongst the Achronim. The Chacham Tzvi says the following. Chacham Tzvi addresses the question that we've all confronted at some point or other, or certainly most of us. What happens if, let's say, a person normally lives in Chutz Laretz, but they are temporarily in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov? Do they keep one day, 2 days, a day and a half, as they call it, which is a little bit confusing and not really what we mean by it. But anyhow, what exactly is a person supposed to do? So the Chacham Tzvi was asked this question, amongst others, and the Chacham Tzvi is not the only one who says what he says. There are others, other great Achronim who agree with him, other great Achronim who disagree with him. But Sheilat Bnei Chutz Laretz, Holim L'Eretz Yisrael Derech Arai. And by the way, I think it's fascinating that he describes it as being Ola L'Eretz Yisrael Derech Arai. The person is temporarily, in a transient way, being Ola is being Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Hechi Naheg B'Shalosh Regalim, Im K'Bnei Eretz Yisrael K'Bnei Chutz Laretz. And what he suggests is the following, and if you think about it, it really makes a tremendous amount of sense. He says that the discussion that many other Achronim have about Chumrei Makom Shiyatza Misham and V'chule, the whole sugya in Pesachim, about keeping the Chumrei the place you went, are coming from, are going to, under what circumstances, when you do, when you don't, V'chule, says the Chacham Tzvi, that whole sugya is irrelevant to our topic. Why? He says, because we're not talking about a Chumrei or Kula. It's not a question of Chumras and Kulas. Not everything is a question of Chumras and Kulas. Says that to keep 2 days of Yom Tov, not only in terms of the Tefillot, not in terms of Brachot, in terms of Isur Malacha, he says that it's not a Chumrah to keep a second day of Yom Tov. Why? He says, look, it's a very powerful argument. He says like this. Let's say, I live in Eretz Yisrael. Bar Hashem, I live in Eretz Yisrael. Right? I'm at Tudat Zehud and everything. Right? I'm here, Bar Hashem, already almost close to 3 years. And comes Shavuot, and I say to myself, you know what? I'm going to be Machmir and keep a second day of Yom Tov. As a personal Chumrah. Am I allowed to do that? No. Clearly not. I'm not allowed to do that. So says the Chacham Tzvi, how can you talk about Chumrah Makom Shiyatza Misham? It's not a Chumrah to keep a second day of Yom. There's a halacha that in Eretz Yisrael you have to keep 1 day, in Chutz Laretz you have to keep 2 days. And the two are mutually exclusive, and it's not a question, you can't be Machmir about it. You can't be Mekil either, but you have to... What is the halacha of Yom Tov Shein Shel Galiot? So the halacha of Yom Tov Shein Shel Galiot, we're told in the Gemara in Beitza, Mishum deshalchu mitam hizaru b'minhag avoteichem b'yideichem zimnim degazru shma devati l'kule. The takana d'rabbanan, the chiyuv d'rabbanan is to act as if what? To maintain what? What it would have been if we had kirish achorish al piyari iyan, we had messengers and we didn't have communication and we didn't have a calendar and b'chule, I have a suffix, which day it is. So let's imagine for a moment. I'm living 2,000 years ago. Okay, I'm living 2,000 years ago. And I live in some community in Iraq, in Babylonia, in Babel. And I'm in Eretz Yisrael visiting my cousin for the first day, you know, for 1 day of Yom Tov, you know, for whatever it is, for the beginning of Sukkot. I'm going back home after 3 days. I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael for a few days, whatever it is. I'm leaving out issues of transportation, how fast you can move, but whatever it is. Okay, it's right on the border, right? Okay, whatever it is, I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael for 1 day, for 2 days, for 3 days, for a week. So, how many days of Yom Tov would I be keeping in the time where there really was a suffix, right? But if I'm in Eretz Yisrael, so I know what day Yom Tov is, so I would be keeping 1 day. If I live in Eretz Yisrael, by contrast, I'm visiting my cousin in, you know, who knows where, someplace, you know, in Babel, and I'm there, so I don't know when Yom Tov is, so I would have to keep 2 days. So if the takana is, hizar b'minag avotecha midechem, if the halacha is that I have to keep what our ancestors kept in the time when there was a safek, so why does it depend on where I live, or whether I'm staying for 1 year, or for 3 months, or whether I'm visiting, or whether I have a house here, or whether I'm engaged to someone, or about to be engaged, or this or that, or any of the other... What does it make? Then does it make a difference? All that matters is, where am I at this moment? So the Chacham Tzvi says that that's all that counts. That if I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I should keep 1 day, period. If I'm Israeli, and I am to be in Chutz Laretz so I should keep 2 days, period. And where my citizenship is, and where my house is, and where my wife is, and my future wife, my future husband, this, that, and the other, lomal v'mar. Okay, I'm aware of the other shitot. I'm not trying to tell you the halach, whatever. I just want to mention this is, to my mind, such a compelling approach that it's worth at least considering and being aware of. And certainly, it fits very well with the, you know, the hashkafic piece of what we're discussing. But regardless of that, just on its own merits as a halachic approach, again, I'm not saying it's maskana. There are a lot of sugya to consider. There are rayas this way and that being considered. But chule, it's not a simple sugya. But Chacham Tzvi, what Mash, one of the greatest of the achronim, and very, you know. Generally speaking, if not always, what he has to say is very, very on target, and it's well worth considering what he has to say in general and here in particular. So I just wanted to bring it to everyone's attention. Okay, we will, unless there are questions or comments, we will leave the topic of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiot and move on. I just have a quick question for you before we do so. I'm going to close these because we don't.